Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Mesa podcast. I'm Sim from the media committee, and today we have Althea.
Hello.
And as a special guest, we have the chair of Mesa, Anik.
Hello.
In today's episode, going with the season, we're going to talk about winter in Groningen and how it affects us in a lot of different ways. So, yeah, we can get into it. How do you guys like the weather?
Well, I've adjusted to it now a little bit more than my first year, but it's still not fully for me to say so.
Yeah.
I mean, last week it was like -5 degrees. Yeah. That was really cold. And I think this week it's like 8, so it's getting better.
Right, like... Yeah. If you asked me 2 months ago when it was 8 degrees, I'd be like, oh, it's so cold. It's getting so cold. But now I'm like, it's warmer now. Let's go.
But then I'm like, oh, it's getting warmer. And then I go outside and it's still really cold. So,
But also like when I first moved here, because I'm from Turkey and it's like way warmer there. And I would wear like thermal leggings inside of pants. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't imagine going outside without them. And now I'm just like casually walking. Which is so interesting, and I didn't even realize that I got used to the weather, but I actually did.
I think the main issue is the wind more than the actual temperature. True. Because the wind is so bad, in my opinion.
Yeah. But also, like, I just want to go outside the house less. Like, I'm always inside, and then I'm just, like, in the same room the whole day, all the time, and I feel so unmotivated.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
But I'd rather have, like... -10 degrees than rain.
Oh.
Because if it's really cold, I can still dress for it. But if it rains, I just don't want to go outside.
That's true. That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like a vicious cycle because it's so windy and cold outside that I just want to stay in my house. Mm-hmm. But then I get very depressed and my mood is very low if I just stay in my house. But then I go outside and I'm too cold and it's just a never-ending cycle in the winter here.
Yeah, like in summer, because like if I'm... inside all the time, I just go outside and all of a sudden like life's great again, and now I go outside, I'm like, I just want to go back home, like I don't want to be outside.
Yeah,
it is the seasonal depression for me. I also have a little bit of seasonal insomnia here, which also like affects the way I study. I just cannot go to sleep because it gets dark outside so early, then my brain gets tired at like 6 p.m but then at midnight I have energy again.
Oh, that's really annoying.
It is.
I don't have that, but like because I sleep very late and then wake up very late, that was actually like a big issue because like I work at night. So then when I'm going to work, it's dark outside. And then like I come back home and like that's when the sun's just like going to rise in a few hours. So when I wake up, it's like the sun's setting again.
Yeah. And so you never see the light of the day.
I don't see daylight. Like there was a point where I didn't see daylight for I think 2 weeks straight.
Oh my God.
And yeah. And it was like, it affects me really badly.
Right? Yeah. No, I have the same thing. I feel like in the summer, I'm just thriving always. Mm-hmm. And then when winter hits, I feel like first I'm doing fine. But then I noticed that I have less energy. I'm less happy. But I now take like vitamin D.
Oh, yeah,
and
me
it helps
too.
A lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I was moving here, they told me like you should take vitamin D every day or like regularly, every month that has a
R in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom also tells me that.
Yeah. I mean, it's fair, honestly. And yeah. It helps. Helps a lot.
True. Mm-hmm. But I also feel it helps. Like in December, I was just really tired all of the time. But like the new year for me also is a big factor that like gives some new motivation.
Yeah, that's true. It's like a reset.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like in January I'm doing better with my energy and stuff. But I think it also helps for me to, because now it's exam season. Mm-hmm. And if I'm all day inside studying, then I will just feel bad. But then if I just go outside to bike to another study place and still study inside there, but I have been outside, then I'm already feeling better, I think.
Yeah. No, what I do is just like little motivational or like mental health coffee runs.
Yeah,
I just like go for a quick walk. It's cold, but I just like, I just walk. I'm like, okay, I have a purpose, so I just go get my coffee and then come back home, and it just like it's like a reset, basically, like with the New Year's, like it's like, okay, now like new mind and just like let's restart.
Yeah, actually that's one of my biggest issues with the cold weather. I love to go for walks. I'm more of like a walk girl than like actual workout, I guess. But in this weather, I can't walk like 10k steps or something because it's so bad.
Yeah.
But I do go for coffee runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I used to I used to also do that in summer. Like I would just like put on some music and just go for a walk for an hour or so. But now I can't do that. So yeah, like I compensate with the coffee runs.
Yeah.
What's your guys' favorite coffee? What's your winter drink? Your like comfort winter drink?
Okay, so unpopular opinion, but I hate coffee.
Really?
Yeah. But it's so bad because I really want to like it because I love going to cafes and having like coffee breaks with friends. And then always I'm like the person that says, can I have a hot chocolate? And I feel such a, like such a loser, but I still love hot chocolate. So it's fine. But I just want to be a coffee girly.
Coffee nowadays, I feel like it's more for the vibes, like the aesthetic of going to a warm cafe than for the actual coffee. I drink a lot of matcha.
Oof, yeah. same. But like I always drink iced drinks. Mm-hmm. I don't like I can't drink warm drinks because then I have to wait for it to cool down. So like even in winter I get cold drinks even though my hands are freezing.
Yeah, and I always feel like if people get coffee and then I'm like, do I want tea? No, because tea is so overpriced because it's just hot water which you can get for free everywhere and then a tea bag. Yeah. And then you have to pay €4 for tea. So I'm like, no.
No, that's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah. I think this was a cultural shock of mine when I came to Groningen that, well, this might be a stereotype, but I've seen like with my own eyes when Dutch people like make tea, they usually share like a tea bag. But the way I was taught, like what? It was like 1, 2, 3 tea bags per person. Like in one big cup of tea, I would put like 2 tea bags. Yeah.
Oh no, always with my family, like if we get tea, then we just share one tea bag.
Share a tea bag?
I know.
You can get like 2 to 3 cups of tea with one tea bag.
But it's not the same
like quality. Flavor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It gets less and less flavored every time. For us it's like every person gets one tea bag per person.
Yeah, like if I'm not like if I would give you tea right now, I would just give you a tea bag. I'm not that greedy, but I sometimes save my tea bag for later, like for another cup of tea.
I tried that, and then I didn't like it because it was less flavored. Like
yeah, true.
Yeah, it works, but like it's still less flavored.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. By the way, we went to ice skating last week. Was it?
Yeah, last week.
Last
I think.
Week. Time passes weirdly.
It really does. Yeah. January to me feels never ending.
Oh, I think it's going really fast.
Oh, really?
Me too. It's passed so quickly.
Maybe it's just me.
Yeah. But yeah, like ice skating, that's really cool. Like what I like a lot about winter in Groningen, which was insanely shocking to me, was that you guys like ice skate on frozen lakes.
Yeah.
That like when I first saw that, I think I first saw it last year and I was like, the people actually do that? That's not just in fairy tales and movies and cartoons, because for me that was so crazy.
It seems so scary to me. Like I would be scared to do that. Yeah. Like what if the lake just
crashes? Because like I've only seen that in movies, and what happens in movies because it's a movie is that it breaks and then there's like drama and like the whole plot.
Well, so it happens a lot as well. Like I always see on Instagram, I see like pictures or videos of people falling in the ice or in the water then. Which is really scary.
Yeah.
I used to do it a lot when I was a kid. I haven't done it like on nature ice, I think, a long time. I didn't do it this year, sadly. But I always did it on like a grass field. And how do you call it? Where the cow stands.
Yeah. Oh.
And then they just put a lot of water on that and that freezes. Oh. So if the ice breaks, it's like only a few centimeters deep. So you don't fall in the water. And then it's less scary.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. I've never heard that, but that's really cool.
I think if you're careful with it, it could be pretty fun. But last year, I think it was also during exam season, I saw students ice skating like next to Zernike and like next to Aletta Jacobs because that like small lake was frozen, but it was so thin, but people just didn't care. They just went with the flow, which props to them, I guess, but still wouldn't do it myself.
Yeah, one of my friends, like a few of my friends like went to Northern Plainstone at some point, and they were walking on one of the frozen ice, and then one of my friends like fell into the ice.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, but it was fine. But still, yeah. It was a funny video for us afterwards because it was fine. But yeah, that's very interesting to me.
I like ice skating on like a rink, which we did with Lisa, because then the ice is better. Because in like nature ice, there's so many cracks in it that I'm always falling because my skate like doesn't. Well, I can't talk anymore. My skate,
yeah, like gets
stuck.
Stuck in it, kind of. Yeah,
yeah,
trips over it.
Yeah,
makes sense.
I did love the ice skating. I think it was really nice. I also really like the place, like the sports centrum, because you have so many things you can do there. Like, I've heard about the pool. You can get, like, fries, like, from the bar, and then you're just, like, chilling in the pool and just eating your fries. I think that's so vibey.
That's very nice.
Yeah, but it would be such a shock for me, like, to do that in winter, and I just feel so relaxed, and then I go outside, and I'm freezing again.
No, that's true. But, yeah, like, it was a really fun event, and we had that last year as well. Then I didn't go, but like I wish I would have gone. It was really fun.
Yeah. Did you fall? Did you fall?
Well, someone ran into me. So.
I think "ran" is an understatement.
Yeah. I was just casually skating, and then one of these racer people just like
slammed you into the ground.
It wasn't my fault.
It's okay, guys. Accidents happen. But that's why it's nice to do things with your friends, because there's always going to be someone helping you.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. I fell and it was my fault, so I think that's worse.
Did you fall?
I didn't fall, but it was because I was so cautious, because I actually did professional ice skating when I was a kid for like 2 years. So I'm used to those type of like skates, you know,
the figure skating.
Yeah, the figure skating ones, and I'm not used to these ones. So for me at first it's like a different feeling. It's more slippery with this one for me personally.
Oh, you had the flat ones?
No, I didn't have the flat ones, but still I had some. I don't remember what I had like last week, but still. So I was really cautious with it, so I didn't fall. But at the same time, I could have fallen because I was just going really fast for no reason. And I think, like, same, I think you saw me. Like, I was just lifting my leg up in the air. Like, guys, look what I can do.
Cool. That was really, really cool.
Thank you.
I was so surprised. I wasn't expecting it. And I just looked at you and you were just randomly doing, like, those crazy things. I'm like, what is happening right now?
It just went from 0 to 100 with me, because at first I didn't want to go. Like, I was telling everyone around me, like, oh my god, I really don't like this. I want to go home. I can't do it. And then I was like, guys, look at me. Look what I can do. Like a kid.
The ballerina eyes.
Yeah.
But I feel like skating or just working out in general, like, that really helps me as well in Windsor.
No, that's very true. Because, like, especially in January, like, New Year. So, you know, going to the gym more and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's been helping a lot because you're actually being active. Because in summer, you're being active because you want to be outside. But in winter, you just want to be inside because of the cold and the weather and everything. So you're being less active. And then when you go to the gym, do those kind of, like, sports, it helps a lot.
Yeah.
It does. It's just really hard to get the motivation to go there for me. Like, the second I wake up, for me, if I want to go to the gym, I need to go early. Because if I don't go early and I wait until the evening, my whole motivation is gone. It's colder outside. It's dark. Everything. Mm-hmm. It's so hard for me to get out of bed in the morning. But once I get to, like, the gym, I'm so happy about it.
Yeah,
genuinely
so
happy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just gotta, like, push yourself.
Yeah.
The first step, and then the rest just, like, goes.
Yeah. I think same goes for studying for me. I have to push myself. Mm-hmm. I'm that kind of person that works. If I have a lot of motivation, I will write, like, a 4K essay in 1 hour. But if I don't have the motivation, I can't even write 10 words.
No, yeah. True. Like, once I really get concentrated and get into it, I'm just like, I could have done this, like, 5 days ago. Why am I, like, stressing now and last minute? Like, it's actually so doable. But, like, it's that first step that I can't take.
Yeah, and then it takes hours to write something down, and then you get in your hyper-focus, and then it's like, you're just typing away.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like during exam season, there's also this issue that we have so many things to do at once, like, so many deadlines, especially in our second year now, like, me and you, Anik, we had so many essays, mm-hmm. and my mind just needs to work on so many things at once, and I am not a multitasker. I like to just focus on like one thing that I have to do, but we had like so many courses, so many essays and deadlines that I didn't even know like where to put my attention into. Mm-hmm. And that's what stresses me out. The fact that I feel like I don't have time to do everything that I have to do. Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I have to focus on one course and I finish that, and then I can start on the next course and finish
too,
that. I can
too.
Like work on an essay and study for an exam at the same time.
Yeah, I feel the same. And also like last week, like also part of exam season was especially difficult because of the Eurosonic Festival mm-hmm. that was going on. Because like I also live close to the center and I could hear all the music. There was like parade passing right in front of my house. People around in the houses around me just like blasting music for the festival. And like I could hear everything. And so it was very distracting. Like whenever I want to study, I could just hear music. And you know, it's intriguing. So I'm like, oh, what's going on? And I kind of want to see. And like I have to keep myself focused. And it's very difficult.
That will be so hard for me.
Yeah. It's like those who live in the center last week, congratulations if you could study.
We feel for you guys. Yeah.
Yes, we feel for you.
Yeah, I live further away, so I didn't hear anything. But I had like some FOMO. Because I saw something and I was like, oh, I just want to be there.
Yeah, that as well. The FOMO actually, like last week was insane. Yeah.
Also, in 2024, I just love like apps that I can use for like, for example, I have an app where I use for storing all my books, like which I've read, but I also love apps for like habit trackers and stuff.
Ooh.
And I feel like that also helps me a lot to get motivated to do stuff. So for now I have only like wake up early, but I feel like if I have completed waking up early, then I also am more eager to complete the rest of my list because I have more motivation and energy if I wake up early. There also go outside is on there because some days I just am always inside and I feel like that's just not good for my mental health. So then if I went outside, and exercise is also on there, and drink enough water because that is something that I'm struggling with a lot.
Me too.
Actually, lately I drink way more water than I used to. Like, I don't know if it's like dry weather. I don't know even know if it's dry weather here in winter. Or what makes you drink water? I don't know.
I think like Groningen or like just Netherlands in general, I think the weather is really humid actually outside. But inside, like your house, it's so dry. For me, whenever I wake up in the morning, my throat is so dry. I feel like I'm dying all the time.
Same. Like I drink so much water now and I feel like if I don't, it's just like my insides are drying.
No, but I brought this up because I feel like if I went outside and I exercised and I wake up early, then I'm more likely to complete all the tasks on there because I'm already in that vibe of
I think that's
doing
true
stuff.
Like the way you start your day, I think it's so important.
It matters so much. Yeah,
I have this random burst of like motivation at like 3 a.m. where I'm like next day I'm gonna wake up at 7, I'm gonna go work out, I'm gonna do this but if next day I wake up at 10, I'm like I'm just gonna start again next Monday because it's too late for this, I can't do this anymore. So
no, I get that. I'm always like, I'm gonna do this tomorrow and I'm gonna wake up early, and then I wake up and it's so cold in my room, I'm like, no, I'm not gonna go out of my bed.
Yeah, I think I was more motivated when I was my first year than I am now. Now I'm just a little bit like, I've already been through this, I've been through exam season, like I know how to deal with it. I never really know how to deal with it. I think you're always gonna struggle with like studying somehow, but I was more motivated last year, like I was going to the UB more constantly. Now I'm just like, if I don't feel like it, I will just study in my room. I'm not even going to go there for the aesthetic of getting a coffee. Like, I'm not even going to bother with that.
Yeah. Also, like, do you guys study outside or, like, as in go somewhere to study or study at home? Because, like, in winter, I don't know. I feel like I would want to stay home more and not go through the trouble of going through the cold to study somewhere.
No, I get that. But I can study at home really good because then I'm just so distracted and I will do other things. Mm-hmm. So for me, I kind of have to go somewhere. But I think I'm also more used to the cold here.
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm less bothered by it. So I will just get my scarf and my hat and we'll just bike to school.
Yeah. I mean, when I went to Turkey during the holiday. It was so much warmer. Like, it was 17 degrees. Oh.
Yeah. Same in Romania. I went back home, like, 23 degrees. I came back here.
23?
Like, yeah, I don't know why. Global warming, guys.
Yeah, no, that is very true. Because I had this last year as well when I went back. I was like, I used to feel cold during the winter here. It's like, am I used to the cold now? Or is it just getting warmer? And this year I was like, okay, it's definitely getting warmer.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like when I switched to that weather, all of a sudden my motivation was up. I wanted to go outside all the time. I did not want to stay home. And I came back and I still wanted to, you know, I was still in that mindset. So I still wanted to go outside and everything. But that just like went down so quickly because of how cold it is. And then my motivation as well.
Yeah. No, I get that. I would love to go to a country that is warm right now. But I feel like now it's getting better. Like, it's, I think this week it will be over 10 degrees again. Mm. But I just can't wait for spring. Like, I have those TikToks on my For You page with the birds chirping. And then this will be the weather in a few months. And I'm like, oh, can't wait.
I am excited for the Mesa trip this year.
Yeah.
Very excited for that. Me too. It's going to be so nice much. Weather and a nice place.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm.
I hope that the weather will be good as well there.
I think it will.
Yeah, end of March. It should be all right, I'd say. I hope.
Yeah. Paris. Paris.
Woo!
Sorry, that was really loud. Yeah. Also, like, end of February. No, yeah. End of February, we have, like, a lot of events for me, so I'm also excited for that.
Yeah.
It's like, now it's getting... know, like, more and more events, Mesa's birthday, and then exciting stuff.
True. I feel like always before the Christmas break, we have all these deadlines and stuff.
Yeah.
And then in the during the Christmas break, you guys go home. I stay here, but I also go home, but it's still in the Netherlands, mm-hmm. of course. And then I feel like you're kind of taking a break, but also not really. Like, I was not really enjoying my freedom because... I still had things to do. And then after Christmas break, it's deadlines again. So
yeah.
I feel like a lot of social events just are on hold because all of my friends are in their own home countries again, so I don't see them. And then it's exam season, so you don't see them as well that often. So I feel like February is going to be a great month for socializing again and going out and stuff.
It's like, it's been like 2 months of... like end of the block assignments and then exams, like 2 months full of those, and then finally it's gonna be a new block and then just like relaxing, finally getting like having less things to do, and then so many events, so many things to go to, and the weather mm-hmm. getting nicer. It's gonna be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem with winter break is that it's so short that you are in the mindset of like, oh, I'm going to relax now, I'm not going to study, but then it just starts again, and it's so hard to get the motivation back, at least for like summer, it's like 2 months, you can relax, and then you feel like fresh, but winter, I do not feel fresh after winter break at all.
That and also like the timing of it in terms of like, it's at the very end of the block, so like the second you come back, you already have deadlines and exams, so while you're on break, you're still thinking about that.
Yeah, because then before break, it's like the 6 weeks. And then after, you have to revise it all again, but you had two breaks in between. So it will be harder to remember, and you have to study even harder because it's so long ago.
Yeah, I would actually prefer if the block would end like before the winter break, so at least I know it's done with.
Oh, that would be amazing because like you're done with everything, and then you actually get like 2 weeks of actual break, relaxing, celebrating, and then you start a new block. Like that would be perfect.
That would be perfect, yes.
Yeah, they should do that. If you're listening to us, do it.
University of Groningen. This is a message for you. Okay, I have some would you rather questions for you.
Oh, let's do it.
Winter edition. So, would you rather have a cozy day inside or do some winter activities outside? So ice skating or playing in the snow if there is any snow.
I would say outside, but mainly because of how much I've been inside lately.
Yeah.
I would say I think inside, but I would also like to go outside, of course. But yeah, like most of the day, just inside, just like hot chocolate, chilling, Netflix, oranges, you know, the whole like Christmassy vibe and everything. But at least once a day, I would like to go outside a little bit.
Yeah.
No, what's also nice about like just going outside and doing those activities is that you come back inside and then it's like warm, then you get cozy, you eat something nice, and then all of a sudden you feel so relaxed.
Yeah. No, that's the only good thing about winter, is that that's the best time to get cozy. Mm-hmm. Like you can never get as cozy as in winter.
No, that's true.
Have you guys watched Chronicles of Narnia?
Yeah.
No.
You haven't?
You can you can ask me any film and I would say no.
I guess, would you rather watch all Home Alone movies or Frozen back to back? Like, what would you, if you had to choose, or to word it differently, not necessarily what would you rather, but what wintery movie or TV series would you guys watch, if any? If not, it doesn't have to be winter, just even Gilmore Girls, even if it's autumn-ish, I watch it in winter.
But then you don't finish it in autumn, so you also watch it in winter.
I love Gilmore Girls. If you haven't watched it, do watch it.
Yes. But it's so, I feel like that's a perfect show to watch to also romanticize studying.
No, that's true. That's it very true, yeah.
So my playlist is called something like, who cares if I'm pretty if I fail my finals? And that's a quote from Rory from Gilmore Girls.
I also feel so bad for Paris, like in Gilmore Girls, because she studied so much, but poor girl.
Right.
That is me.
But that's just the best show to romanticize studying and feel like romanticize autumn as well.
Yeah.
I think this is the main thing of our generation. We just can't do anything without making an aesthetic out of it. Like I keep seeing on TikTok nowadays, or like not necessarily on TikTok, but like everywhere, like the clean girl aesthetic, or like now it's like trad wife, like people just wanting to go back to more like conservative or liberal, just keeps going on and on. And I never understand my For You page. It's too much for me.
No, the trends are so short, so it just keeps on cycling.
But that's true. Like, I feel like I have to romanticize everything I'm doing to enjoy it properly. Like, if I'm doing anything, whatever, but I listen to music, then all of a sudden it's like 10 times better.
Yeah. Like, it's scary that we have to do it, but it's also a good thing, because why not if we get happier?
Yeah, that's true. Like, if I'm just washing the dishes and I put on some nice music, then all of a sudden I enjoy washing the dishes.
And you're in a movie and you're washing dishes.
Exactly, exactly. I'm one of those like movie characters, but it feels like that, and it makes me feel so much better. Yeah. But it is scary.
If it makes you happy, it makes you happy. For me, I have this mini shopping addiction, I guess. Addiction. Mm. I try not to go shop, but I'm literally the target of any like brand, because if I walk past like Vismarkt or Grote Markt and I see Bershka sale, up to 70% sale everywhere, so I'm like, oh my god, that's a steal. Like, I'm gonna go there, I'm gonna save money, you know, girl math. Yeah. I'm the like emblem of girl math. I really believe in it, and it does make me happy, me, not my pockets, but I will continue doing it.
Speaking of shopping, like, what makes me really motivated as well is like having like the basic things in life, just like even hand soap, be a little nicer, smell a little nicer, and then if I can really enjoy like just even my hand soap, or like the small things in my life that I use on a regular basis that are just so basic, if they are on a better high, like better level, then it just gets me so much more motivated, because it makes me happier in the small things. So
I also do that. I have a new New Year's resolution that I don't save money anymore on good food. Like when going to the supermarket, I always choose the cheapest option. I'm like, do I really need this? No, I still have bread at home or something like that. And now I just feel like if I'm eating well and if I eat good and good portions, then I'm also not snacking as much as I would do otherwise. And I feel like just eating is such, like, you have to eat good. So I just don't save money on that anymore.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I used to, whenever I bought a lot of clothes or like skincare or whatnot, I used to be like, oh, it's fine, because for this week I can only eat cereal and just like Casproje and like whatever. But then I realized, no, it is actually more important to eat well. Like, do not save that much money on food. Just get the food that you need, even if it's a bit over what you thought initially is going to be.
Yeah.
And normally I to school I bring like 2 sandwiches, but yeah. Then I'm like, oh, I have to eat my stupid sandwiches mm-hmm. again. And now if I bring like a wrap with like nice ingredients, I'm just so happy to start eating. And I'm like,
so much better for your body. Like, yeah. Of course, yeah. It makes us motivated. It's so much healthier for you. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, also, same. That's why, like, if I just eat something really nice, then I'm motivated to like, you know, go on and do other things that are good for me.
Yeah, exactly. Then you're also more likely to go gymming because you're like, oh, I'm eating healthy, so I also need to work out. And then you're feeling happier overall.
Yeah, it's like the habit tracker thing you talked about. It's like that.
So, the other would you rather is, I think we already talked about this a bit, but we can just say one word. Study at home or study somewhere in a study room? For me, study room.
For me, like, not study room, but somewhere else as well.
Cafe or something.
Yeah. I really like studying in cafes.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I would also pay cafes for that. Places like UB are a bit too stressful for me because there's just so many people there. I feel like if I cough or something, I would feel genuinely guilty for it. And then you also have the spotted UB and spotted everything on Instagram. And I do not want to see their girl from 4B seat. You cough too much today. Like, you know? I would be so scared.
Yeah. But also, I think cafe also like goes with the whole romanticizing thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I feel motivated in studying, with studying in cafes as well.
Yeah. I just don't want to do that every day because then my wallet is going to feel it. So that's why I chose study rooms as well. Okay. So next thing is, do you prefer game nights or movie nights during winter?
I prefer movie night.
Prefer game night.
I think I would prefer game night as well. Because I think that's most likely because I'm not big on movies. Like, I love watching movies, but I just don't do that often.
We did talk about this at some point, Anika. I remember that our movie knowledge is not that good. Like, if anyone asks me, have you seen that movie? It's always going to be, no, not really. I haven't seen it.
And then they're like, you're a media student, right? I'm like, yes, but just not so big on movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I like watching movies a lot, but if I'm around people, I would want to like chat and socialize, and I wouldn't be able to concentrate. And then with like game night, it's you know, you can still eat popcorn and just chat, but mm-hmm. and still be cozy, but just play games as well, like socialize.
You can chat more.
I think for me, the issue with like game nights is that I'm a perfectionist when it comes to like studying, and I also bring that into everything I do, like games. I become like competitive and I get mad that I can't do it, and I feel stressed out about like the game itself, that I cannot even socialize. I will just focus on the way I'm losing the game and I'll just be sad and go home.
I have that with like, I'm also very competitive, but I don't want to win if I'm cheating. So I would always play fair, but I have the same thing with studying. Like when I was younger, I never cheated on a test because I'm just a pussy. I was so scared that people would see me, but also I didn't want to because I wanted to do it on my own. And I think I still have that with like playing games and stuff.
No, for me, I don't know. For me, I don't take it that seriously usually unless someone really just like, you know, pushes my buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I usually like, I just laugh at my own mistakes usually.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like game nights are more enjoyable for like extroverts who love mm-hmm. to socialize. For me, socializing sometimes stresses me out. I prefer to just be mm-hmm. alone or with just like a really small group of friends, like one friend or two friends.
Yeah.
So I guess if you guys are more extroverted, that would work better for you. For me, I prefer movies. It's just me with my thoughts. And then I can also chat if I really want to.
For me, like bluffing games really stresses me out. I don't like playing those. Like where you have to bluff or those things. I really don't like those games. Mm. I wouldn't do a game like that, but I would do something like, I don't know.
Like board games.
Yeah, like board games, But no bluffing, that stresses me.
No, I get that.
I used to hate Truth or Dare when I was younger because everyone around me was playing it and I never had ideas for like dares. Like, what do I say? Mm. Like, what do I even say?
Actually, yeah. Like trying to think of an idea.
What's your favorite season, guys? Where do you feel like you're thriving the most in?
Not winter.
No winter.
For me, it's definitely spring.
Same. I want to say spring as well.
I like autumn a lot. Because even, especially here, autumn is pretty nice. Especially September, October, it's still, like, kind of warm. I do like autumn in Netherlands, actually, quite a lot. It's raining, but the weather is so nice and it looks so pretty. Especially, like, parks, like Stadspark, Noorderplatsoen. so aesthetic.
Yeah, true. I feel like I like spring the most because in during spring, all the social events start again. Mm-hmm. Like we have King's Day and just festivals, and the weather is going to be nice again. I feel like it's also the best season for fashion, like outfits.
Yeah.
Because
that's true.
Yeah. You can just wear t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that. You can just make your outfit more nice because in summer it's too hot to wear anything, and then in winter it's too cold and you just gonna put on a hoodie.
Yeah.
I genuinely am always flopping in winter. I feel so much uglier because even if I wear something nice, I have to cover it with like a long jacket and like a hat or like earmuffs or something, and I just go outside, then I look at people and I'm like, I know I look ugly, just get over it. It's either like that or I will get really sick.
That's the thing about like summer and spring as well, because then I can wear whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And then if I like my outfit, it makes me more confident and more motivated, just in a lot of different ways. And then in winter, I can't wear what I want so much. Or like if I do, then I'm freezing. So again, like I don't want to go outside as much.
Mm-hmm. Talking about winter and weather, how often do you guys get sick here in winter? I get sick so often. I don't know what, my immune system collapsed.
I feel like I get sick less.
But I haven't been sick yet. Like I have like a bit of a runny nose and like my throat, like I have to cough sometimes. But I'm not really sick. So I have to knock on wood.
Yeah, that's good. I'm a bit of a hypochondriac also. Like whenever something hurts, like that my little finger from my hand hurts, I always get so stressed. I'm like, oh my God, like I have the worst disease. Like I think every day I have this thing where I look in the mirror and I smile to see if both sides of my face are equal, so I know I'm not having a stroke.
Oh my God.
I'm such a hypochondriac. So then whenever I feel like I'm getting sick, I get sick so often, but then it passes in like 2 days, because the second I feel like I'm going to get sick, I eat raw garlic, honey, 1,000 teas, paracetamol, Nurofen, everything. I'm that kind of person, like crazy about health.
I'm the opposite. I'm always like, I'll be fine. It's going to be okay. It's cold. It's fine. I won't get sick. I'll be okay. And then I get really sick. I'm just like dying for 2 weeks. And then I don't get sick again for a few months.
Okay. Actually, I have another would you rather. Or not would you rather, but what do you like more? Christmas or New Year's Eve?
New Year's.
I think Christmas, but I think it's mostly because I grew up kind of in a very like Christian Orthodox environment, like country as well. Like Romania is very religious in a way. And I used to spend it a lot with my grandparents. So we always like took Christmas seriously. Mm-hmm. But nowadays I would say New Year's Eve, because I get to spend it with like my boyfriend, friends. So it's like a combo of both, I guess, for me.
I mean, for me, I also like New Year's because I don't celebrate Christmas.
Me and Sim being the opposite for every question.
No, I'm not religious, so I don't like celebrate Christmas in a Christian way, but I do celebrate Christmas with my family and we eat and stuff and we do presents sometimes as well. So I really like Christmas in that aspect. I also like New Year's Eve, but I feel like it's always like not as exciting as expected.
Yeah, I know.
So,
and I'm also really scared of fireworks. I don't like fireworks. No, and you're gonna say you love them, of course. I did see that coming. This year was actually my first year celebrating New Year's Eve in, well, not really Groningen, but like a small like city next to Groningen. And it was me and my boyfriend going out at like midnight, and for I think 2 hours straight, everyone on the street was throwing fireworks and kids were throwing it like in my front, and I was so scared about it. No, I started crying, you know, I'm just a crybaby.
Like what we do for New Year's is actually very interesting, I think, because we celebrate it kind of like Christmas, but like we just do a mixture of the two. For example, like growing up, like we have like Christmas tree and we have the whole present thing. We have family with the dinner. Growing up, we always had like Santa, someone dressing up as Santa, you know, like we had the whole thing, just the like fun bits, I guess, or like the family bits, not the like the Christian bits. But so it's interesting how we like celebrate New Year's in Turkey, or at least like the part that I'm from.
Yeah, I know in Netherlands they take Sinterklaas more seriously, because I started taking like Dutch courses this year, and it was like in the Sinterklaas time frame. So our professor, like, she was telling us about like Sinterklaas taking kids to Spain and like the paper noten, and like she gave us this licorice cookies that I absolutely hated. It was so bad. But I think it's interesting. And for Christmas, I know you guys have a gourmet, like you make like hot pot, like, or something.
Well, it's kind of like barbecuing but inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I feel like people hate it or they love it.
Oh,
but it's like a big plate where you can just all throw on your meat or vegetarian stuff as well. And then people will like bake it on there and eat from it. But it's really cute to do it. Just your house smells afterwards.
I mean, we did something, but I think what we did something like that, but as well, but with the grill, I think like it's just called raclette. It's like the French version, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not so sure. maybe not French. I have no clue. It sounds French. But yeah, it's also like that. There's like a grill, and then like you put the meat there, and then there are like little spoon-like things where you put your cheese and like what you wanted to put on the meat, and then you also like put that under the grill. It melts there. And then
I think that's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. But talking about the fireworks. Fireworks in the Netherlands are on a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like seeing them, but only the ones with like they go in the air with the colors and stuff.
Exactly. The ones like people just illegally buy and throw, like the dangerous ones.
They are so loud. It always scares me. But I like to see them at 12, but then I always stay at the back of like not inside the house, but like not on the street, because I feel like people are so irresponsible.
Reckless, yeah.
And then I don't want to be the person who gets it in their eye, or like get my hair on fire because someone else throws their fireworks on me or
something. Plus the problem is not even that they do it on New Year's Eve. It starts like early December and it just keeps going, you know?
True.
It's never ending.
I'm glad that we are free and we don't have to study during that.
Me too. Oh, that would have been awful.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like in Istanbul, we just have, you know, fireworks shows at 12, and that's it. I've never seen like what you guys are talking about, because I've never been here during New Year's.
Yeah.
But that sounds very scary. Like, in that case, I also wouldn't like fireworks.
No, but I like the shows. Like, that's
yeah, the
pretty.
Shows are very nice.
Yeah. Should we sing a song?
We can sing a song.
Last Christmas,
no. Gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year. We don't sound that bad.
That's because I shut up for the last part.
Talking about celebration, guys. Mesa is turning 8.
Woo!
Next month.
We're going to throw fireworks up.
No, we're not.
We're just going to keep it to dinner and celebration. Yes. It's going to be on
21st. And we're turning 8 on the 22nd. So at the drinks, we can celebrate it all together at 12.
Ooh, at midnight.
At midnight. Yes.
That's so nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And more New Year's. It's going to be a more peaceful New Year's, in case you also don't like Netherlands fireworks. You can come join us.
Mm-hmm,
Mesa's definitely. Birthday.
Yes.
We'll see you there. Well,
we are quite talkative, actually.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed the episode, and in the future we're gonna keep having interactive and really nice episodes. If there's ever any suggestion for topic that you want us to discuss, we're gonna be more than happy to do it. And thank you, Anik, for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
And we're going to see what Mesa brings us in the upcoming vlogs. Yep. We're so excited to see that.
Mm-hmm. Good luck, everyone, on the third block, second semester. Yeah. I wish you all a lot of luck.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Doei.
Doei.
Doei. Doei.